This is a conversation with David Cook on Monday the 3rd of October 2011. David, can I start by first asking you, were you actually born around here?
Yes, I was born in Allostock. Oh, yes.
So near to where we are now?
About a mile away.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you stayed in this area all your life?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And may I ask, what year was that you were born?
24th of the 9th, 1946.
Right. And how many were there in your household, in your family?
I was the only son.
You were the only
Yes.
son. And did your parents work locally too?
Yes.
Yeah.
My father worked at Wash Lane Farm.
Yeah.
With John Kenley was there in them days. And we spent a lot of time at Laburnum Cottages on Middlewich Road, as was, just near to the farm. And we lived in number 11 Chapel Lane, Allostock.
Okay, so you've been, it's all around here. So where did you go to school?
I went to Allostock Primary School in the old chapel.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then where did you go on to from there?
To Knutsford Secondary.
And what did you want to do when you finished school?
I was a little bit mixed up with what to do actually, but I did go an apprenticeship for French polishing at Poachings at Middlewich.
And did you work in that field then?
No, I left Poachings after a couple of years. I didn't get on with one or two of the staff, really. And I ended up at Cordell's Rose Nursery at Allerton.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
But did you have any background in horticulture, or was it just from...
Only just from being with my father through my childhood. Mm. That's all.
And how did you get to work there?
On bike. Yes.
And did you have particular hours that you worked?
If I can remember right, it was 8 o'clock till... I think it was 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock, I'm not quite sure. It could have been 7:30 till 5 o'clock.
And so, going to work at the Rose Nursery, were you trained up by somebody there? Who was there?
There was a few there. There was... Willie, he was a Latvian, but I can't remember his last name. William Arnus, was it?
Not sure.
There was Ted, we used to call him Khrushchev, he was a Ukrainian. And Freddy Burke-Marnus, he was another Latvian. And then Big John came along the scene. Bill Mullings, a Knutsford boy. Usually in the Knutsford Fate is the Green Bush, is it?
The Green Man,
in many years. And then in the season's time, there used to be Sid Taylor and Jackie Painter used to come from the Knutsford Depot. Excuse me, when they did a lot of the work there, you know. Budding roses, and Cyril, you used to call him Joe Jones, it was Cyril Jones from Martin, late Cyril, very keen man. He used to do get all the buds ready, the stems with the buds on for grafting the roses onto the briars, the buds onto the briars in them days. But it was all general work, no machinery. Modern machinery, anything like that.
So did those other people teach you how to do the budding and the grafting and the, or were you just hoeing and digging and what was your?
We used to band the buds onto the briar, but one of the two of them used to say, "Will you have a go at it?" You know, and it was a bit of a delicate job. It did have a little go here and there, yeah.
So that that was quite a lot of people working there.
Yeah, well, there was just, like I say, there was William Arness, Freddie Burke, Marnus, Ted, and Big John and Big Mullins and myself in those days. Yes, there was.
So who was supervising you?
Willie. Willie, I think his name was William Arness.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what were the buildings there where you could have your lunch, or did you work inside at all?
It was all outside work.
It was all outside.
Yeah, yeah. There's just a little shed there, and when I first started, just enough room for, with a little fire in the corner, for winter seasons. And when it was bad weather, we used to do quite a bit of labelling and stringing and that kind of a job in the little small hut. And then as time went by, there was a bigger shed built next door to it, whereas you could get the roses out of the ground and just put them in the shed and put the peat round when customers came to buy them.
So did you ever go on errands up to the nursery in Knutsford?
No.
You just kept there?
Just there, yeah.
And you took your lunch breaks outside then, did
no,
you?
No, inside.
There was room in there for you?
Yeah, in the little shed, yeah. It's still standing.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of that area is quite overgrown now, isn't
it? It is, very, very.
Yeah.
And the two houses where Willie and Ted lived, they were demolished.
Were they actually on the nursery?
They were actually on the nursery, across from Arthur Coddle, across the road.
Mm.
You had like the Dun Cow, and just coming towards Chelford a bit, there was like the two cottages set in Coddle's ground before you got to where the old post office was at the corner on the crossroads.
Right.
And used to be a great big huge sign set back in the field just past the Dun Cow, Cardwell's Rose Nursery.
And when did that go? I mean, did the nursery cease to be a rose nursery at some point?
I was there only 5 to 6 years when I left, but I believe it kept on going. And then what happened then? I think it got sold off, didn't it? I can't remember much about the history of that from then on.
No.
Because it was still a working rose nursery, and then they had like a tree where they grew some trees across the road as well.
I remember the trees, and there are still some there,
mm-hmm.
But the roses, I don't recall.
No, they used to grow about 75,000 a season there. It was lovely to see, just a field of colour.
Did you have favourites among the roses, or were the roses that did particularly well?
In the clay ground, the Queen Elizabeth grew very, very well. And my favourite would be Superstar, was it? Peace, highly scented roses. There's quite a few, actually.
So did you like the scented ones more, or scent and colour? What was it that you...
The scented ones, really, but the rose bud, as it was, the rose flower, as it was, you know, you could vary between the floribund and the HT roses, all the different shapes. It was lovely to look at, actually.
Yes. So was it were the roses mostly floribund and HT that were grown?
Standards and climbing and shrub.
And were some of the shrubs the old roses?
Yes, Zephyrin Druin and all that kind of thing. Specs Yellow and Climber. Yeah. I can remember those.
And did you get very big orders sometimes from some people? Or was
yes.
Mostly ones and twos?
Yes, I got some big orders from all the local councils around Manchester and everywhere and farther afield than that.
Mm.
You know, you get an order for 1,000 roses or something like that, or 500 at a time.
And so you would dig them up and pack them,
mm-hmm.
Then?
Yeah.
And then would someone come and collect them?
Yes, I think it was Sid Taylor used to come round. He used to start at Barnshaw and pick the fruit trees up on the tractor and trailer in those days, and call round at Caudle's at Rose Nursery Ollerton and pick all the orders up for all the roses, the climbing roses, standards and bush roses, and he'd take them on into Knutsford, and then they distributed them from the Knutsford depot. And there's another chappy called Taylor, he's another Taylor, there's a lot of Taylors worked at Caudwell's, and he used to drive one of the wagons for Bill Caudwell.
So when an order was given, how was it relayed to the Rose Nursery? Did somebody come down with a ticket to
Mr.
say?
Mr. Caudwell.
He came
in
down.
In person every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he would come down and give instructions more or less for the day, or say, get this order to go.
That's it, yeah.
Right.
There's your work for today.
Right.
And give it to Willie to sort out.
And did he come by car?
Yes, he did. Grand chap. He was.
So that was Bill Caudwell?
That was Bill with his pipe. I always remember him with his pipe. Jolly chap. And in the winter season when we couldn't move roses, he used to come and pick us up and take us to a place near Tatton, where Knutsford Motors used to be on Guardian Road.
Right.
Where they built the houses, Bill Caudwell had a tree nursery there. And we used to go down and we used to work in there at the winter time.
And what would you do there? What was the winter work?
Just felling dead trees that weren't required or overgrown. That's what we did, tidying up.
And then would he bring you back?
Yes.
And so did all the men that you were working with, did they all live sort of reasonably locally to us?
Yes, they did, yes. Yeah. Bill Mullins lived in Knutsford. Freddie Burke Marnish lived in Knutsford on St John's Road. Willie and Ted lived on the nursery in those two cottages. And Big John lived at Barnshaw Nursery, where the fruit farm was, where the fruit trees were. Aye.
So how long were you at the nursery there?
At the Rose Nursery?
Yes.
I say 5 to 6 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then where? How did you come to leave the nursery?
I moved into transport, and I was being in transport the biggest part of my life, and I've had my ups and downs, but if I had my life over, I don't think I'd go on to transport again.
Would you stay in the horticultural world?
I would have stayed at an apprenticeship, but I found something different. Mm-hmm.
So you had those 5 to 6 years in the nursery, but then you...
In the open air.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. So what prompted you to leave? Was it...
Money, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it not really, the wages not really enough?
Oh, they were good enough, yes, but the job that I was offered was just about 500 yards from where I lived, across the road to Allostock.
So when you were at Caudwell's, did Bill Caudwell bring the wages down?
He did.
And was that at the end of the week?
That was on the Friday, yes. He'd bring them all down, his smiling face and pipe.
And were they handed over in little packets or was it?
I think they were, yes, yes, yes. There's one thing I can't remember that.
Yeah. So do you have other memories of the nursery? Do you have favourite tasks?
I can't remember if there was a favourite one, actually. Really? I used to enjoy the work that was there. I don't think I had a favourite. I know we used to stay and work a little bit of overtime now and again with Fred Burke Marnis. And Freddie in his day, he had a little allotment somewhere and he had some roses Freddie did. Yeah.
So are any of your work colleagues from there, are any of them still around, do you know?
Don Lehman. You must have come across Don's name. I remember Don Lehman, he was another jolly guy. He was at the Orchard Farm at Allerton. And he lived down at Barnshaw there, Don Lehman. And he was a jolly type of guy. Got on very well with Don. And then he got married, didn't he, Don? Unfortunately, his wife passed away on the beach on the honeymoon. I don't know if anybody's told you that.
I think someone has, yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise it was on his honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was on his honeymoon. Yeah. Excuse me.
Do you recall any special occasions in which the nursery was involved? For example, Knutsford May Day or anything like that?
I can't really. I know we used to cut some rose blooms for showing. And jokingly, yeah, Bill used to say, we haven't imported these to show like other people do.
So did you ever go to the shows?
No. It was mainly Bill, I don't know if Cyril Jones used to go. And I can't remember the chap that used to drive the lorry there. I know his name was Taylor. I call him Mr. Taylor. He used to take a lot of stuff to the shows. Mm-hmm. And there was a lad at Knutsford Branch called Barry. He used to sing a lot. Barry did. And then there was two or three of the lads used to come up from the Knutsford Branch when it was the budding season to help out, because it was so busy, it was such a busy season. Aye.
So did you all have budding knives, your own budding knives?
And no, tools? No, there's only specialists had those.
Right.
Like a special knife. They used to just do the little T-section on the stem and then open it up with the opposite end, or delicately with the knife end, so you didn't damage the bark. It's just a matter of putting the tea into the bark without touching the wood inside, otherwise it would just swell up.
It's quite delicate then.
Mm-hmm.
And what were the jobs that you liked least?
Getting wet. Cold weather, I think, more than anything else. It's always lovely to be out in the sunshine in the summer. I used to enjoy being out in the open air because I'd always been in the open air. And the lease jobs, I don't think there was any, actually. Not as I can recall. Happy-go-lucky in them days.
Yeah. So what year was it you actually left their employment?
That's a very good question. I think it must have been, I've got 1963 down here, but I can't remember if that was when I started or when I left. Probably when I started, would it be?
If you were, might be when you started, so it would be the late 60s then.
Yeah. No, I think I must have left in 63. Because I would have been there when I was like 16, 17, wouldn't I? Born 46. I I would have been there in 60, wouldn't I? Thereabouts. I can't remember, to be honest.
So have you got any other memories of being at Caldwell's that we've not touched on?
I can't recall, to be honest.
You seem to have very, very nice memories of Bill and Don, anyway.
Oh, Bill and Don, yeah, Bill. Yeah, Bill. John Prince, he used to live at, he used to work at the Orchard Nursery. John did. He used to live in Chapel Lane, just round the corner. John. I can't remember anyone else, actually. I wouldn't probably know them by face in those days. Mm. No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Have I been any help or not?
Yes.